On Saturday, March 24th, the Performing Arts Medicine Committee of MedCHI, the Maryland State Medical Society, presents Help for the Injured Musician, Dancer, and Actor, a Multidisciplinary Approach to Healthy Performance 2012. With me in the studio to talk about this event is Dr. Alan Sweetman, Chairman of the Performing Arts Medicine Committee of MedCHI, and welcome back.
Thank you, Diana.
Well, as the title of the event explains, you have workshops and talks aimed at every type of performer, how to deal with physical and mental health, how to treat an injury, nutrition, basically everything. What are some of the sessions you're offering this year?
Well, we're taking a different approach. In the past, we have specialized on a particular area, like voice or dance or instrumentalist problems. This year, we're taking a rather broader approach, and we're recognizing that a lot of musicians and dancers and actors not only go to physicians, but they go to people who practice complementary or alternative medicine. So we're trying to work some of those in as some of the sessions. For example, although we have a primary care physician, family doctor talking first, and we have Dr. Ken Fletcher, who is a new ENT specialist who works with voice problems at GBMC. We have also a physical therapist, a psychologist talking about performance anxiety, and we have Jeff Gould, who is a licensed acupuncturist and practitioner of Chinese medicine.
You also have Monica Reinigel coming in. She's known as the blogger Nutrition Diva. She's also written some books, and she is, in fact, a licensed nutritionist as well as a professional singer. So she really knows both sides of this.
Oh, yeah, she's a great addition. And I love the title of her talk, Don't Chew the Scenery.
Why is it that you think so many performers are turning to alternative therapies these days rather than traditional Western medicine?
Well, their problems are really special. And I hate to say it, but some conventional medical practitioners may not understand how career-threatening a seemingly minor injury is, something like carpal tunnel or trigger finger or, you know. And so, and it's a question of getting sympathy and getting time and getting understanding. So we're going to combine both in this conference, both the orthodox medical practitioners and the complementary alternative practitioners as well.
What are some of the recurring injuries or types of things that you keep hearing about with performers? What are the most common problems they face?
Well, of course, singers have a lot of problems from bad habits in rehearsal and performance. And two of our speakers are actually going to address that. Ken Fletcher is the head of laryngology at the Hopkins Voice Center. So he's going to talk about general health in voice production and different conditions which affect the voice, acute vocal emergencies. And Jeff Gould, our acupuncturist and Chinese medicine practitioner, also has an approach to that.
Well, this is Help for the Injured Musician, Dancer, and Actor, a Multidisciplinary Approach to Healthy Performance 2012, Saturday, March 24th at MedCHI, the Maryland State Medical Society building, Osler Hall. That's 1211 Cathedral Street in Baltimore. Information is available at 1-800-492-1056 or www.medchi.org. That's MEDCHI.org. Once again, this is presented by the Performing Arts Medicine Committee of MedCHI, the Maryland State Medical Society. It's Help for the Injured Musician, Dancer, and Actor. Saturday, March 24th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., various sessions. There will be a lunch included as well. And my guest today, Dr. Alan Sweetman, Chairman of the Performing Arts Medicine Committee of MedCHI. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Diana.
For WBJC, I'm Diana Neal.